So why is it still so hard to experience that directly? Well, it's still that we still fear discomfort. We still are unwilling to face discomfort. Unfortunately, that is the bad news. And it's only often, you know, a personal catastrophe that pushes our nose up against it. And there's nowhere else to go and we just have to face reality. I remember a friend of mine had an accident with his bike. Very interesting I found this because it really just showed me the implications of if we can be in the present moment. He was actually knocked off his bike by a taxi in London. And he said it was really interesting. It's really weird. You think, it's really interesting? But he said it was really interesting because all its control mechanisms, because I think another thing what we often do most of the time is we're trying to control life. And its whole control mechanism was quite literally thrown away. He was thrown up in the air. And I remember him telling me, he said he sort of like could experience himself directly sort of going through the air. And time sort of seemed to sort of go very slowly. And he sort of came to a quite interesting, you see, it's as if he was really in the moment. You know, reality had sort of like really bitten him on the nose, so to speak. And there was nowhere else to go. And it's quite remarkable, the implications of that, you see, I think. And I tell you that just to bring out that sort of, really I wanted to make the point that, A, how our time perception can change in that situation, and B, it's often only when reality really knocks on our door that we accept it. Yeah. There's an order member in America who's gone totally blind, and he's supposed to have said that it's the best thing that's ever happened to him, so I'm told. I mean, I guess as well, it's probably the worst. But I certainly know in a kind of lesser way that sometimes, you know, you cannot dodge the limitations of a situation. You just have to fully embrace them. And a kind of magic takes over. A kind of magic can happen. I mean, we all have pain to a greater or lesser degree. We all have pain, both large and small, visible and invisible, yeah? But when we can accept it, then there's often a way through. I mean, just a couple of small examples from my own life. I remember once somebody upset me some years ago. They were sort of like a bit unkind to me in what they said. And I remember sort of carrying that round all the afternoon. And, you know, you think of all the clever things you wished you'd said. And, you know, and it just, you know, just runs through your mind. You're sort of doing your own version of the Hate Behaved, aren't you? And, getting yourself and carrying your grievance around. But there was a change occurred while I was having a bath. And I think that may have been, I was having a bath, I was relaxing. And I just suddenly realised I felt really wounded. I felt really upset, really hurt. And I'd been kind of denying that to myself. And I sort of like let it in and I sort of went, oh! And even my body relaxed, you know. I mean, we carry so much literally around in our bodies. We kind of armour ourselves to life. But it really changed. The moment I sort of thought, yeah, I hurt. I wish you hadn't said that and that hurt me. The moment I owned that, it changed. It changed. And I was able to let go. I was able to move on. I'd actually had the experience, you know, my reality was that I hurt, but I was in denial. And I just think that is how it is. I mean, another very brief incident was, I remember I was doing a Metta Bhavana some years ago, and I was feeling particularly crabby, you know. I was actually not really that. I was feeling kind of like a lump of wood in a way. I was struggling to do this Metta Bhavana. Oh, God. I was sort of getting nowhere. And then it came through in my mind. I don't really matter about it. I don't actually like people. Can't stand this. And people get on your nerves most of the time. And the moment I'd owned that, the moment I could admit that to myself, then it's amazing how the sort of meta came flooding through. It's as if we have to be honest about our reality. And when we can be honest about our reality, we can move on. We don't get stuck with it. And I think that's what keeps us in present moment awareness. It seems to be it's about surrender. It's about surrender. But of course you can't say, oh, okay, well, I accept a bit of pain so I can gain a bit of insight. That's not surrendering, that's bargaining. I mean, I think another way we could look at it, I think part of another implication of in the seen, just the seen, in the heard, just the heard, is it's all about, in a way I've touched on this as well earlier, it's all about our identity, yeah? It's who we think we are. I mean, if experience doesn't fit in with a view of ourself, it's resisted, yeah? But sometimes reality does just push through. And all we can do is surrender to what's happening. I mean, in a way, I guess it's a kind of dying in a way, but it's a dying while you're still alive. And I think enlightenment is not having any fixed identity. So wherever you experience, whatever experience comes your way, it's neither sort of fled from or clung to. We could perhaps talk about the wisdom of no escape. Very interesting German female writer who died actually a few years ago, cancer, called Aya Kammer. She used to use the phrase a lot that, oh, it's a lost cause. I really like that. It's a lost cause. You know, if you expect to find satisfaction in the future, it's a lost cause. It's a lost cause. And I really like that. And I think it's if we can discover the futility of running away, then we will be able to be in the present moment. But this does take courage. It undoubtedly does take courage. And it almost feels like we'd be mad to give in, because we are so programmed to survive. It is interesting, though, not only, as it were, do we flee from pain, but we even flee from the fear of pain. It's amazing how our mind can play tricks on us. And I heard a story once, which I found really fascinating. There was a man who was taken into casualty, who'd got a nail through his foot, and he was in utter agony, absolute agony. And they had to give him morphine, you know, which is sort of like serious stuff. It's the only way they could sort of cut the boot off his foot was to give him morphine. And they did. And he was able to relax enough to let them cut off the boot. Yeah. And when they cut the boot off, the nail wasn't through his foot at all. It was between his toes. Amazing. And that was his anticipated... I have no doubt whatsoever he experienced pain. But it was his fear of pain that was as much as the actuality. Quite amazing, isn't it? Actually, somebody else the other day just told me another one quite briefly. Actually, I was really shocked by it, I must say. They said they were locked in a freezer and they died of hypothermia. But it turned out actually the freezer was turned off. It was a kind of expectation. I suppose the thing is, you know, we do assume pain. We kind of think we'd be mad not to. We feel like we're defeated, don't we? But I suppose all you can do is, when you are defeated, all we can surely do is accept it. And I don't mean stupidly, you know. And there's that lovely old, I think it was originally a prayer, but you can convert it to a Buddhist context, is sort of like, you know, may I accept what I can't change, may I change what I can change, and may I have the wisdom to know the difference. And I think that is a wisdom to be sought after.